been very successfully implemented around the country. This program in particular that's been formulated by not-for-profit organization called Facing History and ourselves, based out of Boston, that has implemented a program that specifically focuses on making students aware of particular hardships and particular moments of hatred and hostility, and we follow certain events of genocide and other events of racial, sexual, and religious hatred. And through a modular system that they've developed, place students in a variety of different roles. The role of the victim, the role of the perpetrator, the role of the bystander, the role of the upstander. And they have, in addition to other programs, have very successfully challenged students to understand what those roles are and what the right role is. And has very successfully challenged students not to remain a bystander in moments of critical moments, and rather to stand up, to be an upstander. And for us, that was one of the main focuses for us that really drew us to this film and wanted us to produce this film. It was to propel people to say, to take a step back and say, hey, even just standing here and witnessing this is not okay. I need to do something. I need to stand up. I need to call for help. I need to intervene, directly into this incident. I need to challenge the perpetrator. I need to protect the victim, the offender. And, too often, I think, in our culture, I think parents of kids within the school system aren't willing to stand up significantly. There's a sign of belief, I think, among many parents in this country that, when they find out that kids are being bullied, that, sigh of relief that, well, thank God it's not my kid. And, it's everyone's responsibility.
I mean, you have politicians in the United States walking around saying that, bullying is good because it toughens kids, up, and it makes them sort of stronger going into the future. It's for rites of passage. Why does it need to be that? Well, why can't we teach empathy and kindness in school and at home? And that should be the rites of passage.